Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Radio Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Rob and the fake Diesel Lonzo here this morning. Thanks to Johnny Hecker for creating a moment that's going to live in Lonzo's head for a couple of weeks.
No, it's your fault. I'm blaming you for
my
that.
Fault.
Yeah, because you never mentioned my name, but you kept mentioning
Talk to
Diesel.
The boss. The boss could have said, hey, you'll be on with Rob and Lonzo.
No. That's not what I mean. You know, when you came on the air talking to him, you mentioned yourself, but you never mentioned me, but you mentioned Diesel. So, I mean, it's your fault.
I opened by saying, with Rob and Lonzo, as I always do.
You don't always. And I'm not sure that you did. We can go back and listen to the tape, but I think it was inferred. And we're not wearing name tags. And usually we get lucky and we get people on stream, and that helps. And you're right, it's my fault. I didn't identify myself as the fake Diesel, and I should have done that.
So it is your fault. Thanks for admitting.
I think we all know whose fault it was.
Aaron Rodgers got into it at training camp for the New York Jets.
Ooh, I can't wait for you to tell me exactly what was said. Because in that video, some guy's describing it, but you can't hear exactly what it said.
No, I can't.
I want the transcripts.
I can't tell you what was said. I don't have the transcripts. What I can tell you is I am an excellent reader of body language.
Are you? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Excellent reader of body language.
How come you can't tell when you need to go to break because I got to pee then?
Because you're a professional and you don't allow your body language to interfere with the show.
All right, true that.
You would not, obviously, you would not dare interrupt the momo of the show when we're on a roll for your own selfish needs.
You're right, I just stand up.
Anyway, Aaron Rodgers got into it. And reports afterwards were that he was upset and animated because of sloppy play and sloppy effectiveness or lack of effectiveness during practice.
Your tone makes it sound like you don't believe that because he's been doing this his entire career, as most quarterbacks who are on that level do. Tom Brady comes to mind, and how many times he's yelled and screamed and broken like more tablets than we'll ever see in a lifetime, you know, that sort of thing.
I appreciate sincerely Lonzo's efforts to turn this story into a non-story. As a wonderful public relations person,
I think we all know you don't like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, so you're talking about the story to prove again that you don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how he hurt you. And I would give you a sticker or a hug to make it feel better. But Why do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, the dude, because I think he's a goofball and I think he's self-involved.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. I don't hate him because of it.
I think he is a...
Does that jersey have your name on it yet?
Not yet, but it will.
Okay.
It will.
I'm just out of curiosity for no reason.
I found a website that for $38, they will send you a random mystery soccer jersey from some league somewhere. And the first one that I got came in yesterday. It is a soccer jersey from Liga MX, which is the top Mexican soccer league. It comes from Club Querétaro SC out of Liga MX. And I dig it a lot. It's sponsored, but their primary sponsor, their shirt sponsor, is Pedigree Dog Food, which I think is great. All right, got a lot of other sponsors. It almost looks more like a NASCAR shirt than it does a soccer jersey because they got like 9 club sponsors on it.
Got some Snickers going in there. I recognize that.
Yep.
The other things, not so much.
Got Pedigree Advanced Dog Food as their primary sponsor. Caliente.mx. I don't know what that is, but type that into the browser and see what happens.
Are you sure you should?
Nope. Caliente.mx. We're about to find out. It's a cell phone company in Mexico. Based on the like 3 years of high school Spanish I took, I can give you pretty much that and not much else. Also, there's pictures of cell phones everywhere. So I'm going to go with this. A cell phone company.
Yeah, Mac is asking where the team name is. The logo is behind the mic flag. That's why you can't see it.
Soccer jerseys don't print their name across the front like a basketball jersey. They all put their crest on it. Here it is. There's the crest.
He's off mic right now. That's the reason why he could. But he's still loud enough that it's like normal for anybody else. So we're good.
Point is, I dig the jersey. I dig this website. They're going to get a lot of $38 out of me moving forward because I am a big fan.
You know what about, you know, 5 of those $38 and you could buy a console. I'm just saying.
5 of those $38 is.
If you didn't spend them on that, then
would be
you could buy
half of a console.
Right. So
yeah, I've bought one so far.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, the console is the next big thing. I gotta get the college football 2025. The point is, I dig it a lot. And the second point is, as Lenzo pointed out, yes, the next thing I do is go get my name and number put on the back. All right. Numero tres.
Very, very Roberto. Self-serving and all those things that you were saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers is a self-important...
See, I took him away, but I brought him back.
Ego. Oh, I was coming right back. Yeah, in fact,
But I helped you because
I was going to make the joke about how it's awesome when I do it and dumb when Aaron Rodgers does it. All right? There's a difference.
Would that have been funny?
I don't know. I like to think so. We are up for Best Sports Talk Radio Show and Best Morning Show Team in the Upstate.
Wow. That sounded painful to you.
No, it's not.
Aaron?
So Aaron Rodgers had a bit of a shakeup with Jets wide receiver one, Garrett Wilson. Very clearly something happened on a play that Aaron Rodgers of the football persuasion was not down with. They were animated. They were getting after each other. And I will acknowledge, for the sake of not causing Lonzo to have a heart attack on the air, it's training camp. This happens.
Yeah,
this happens.
And as far as what was said, I just want you to be accurate because no one knows exactly what was said except for those two.
Correct. It happens.
You got some New York guy who put the film up going, yeah, here's what happened. And with a wonderful New York accent.
Hey, here's what happened. This guy over here said that Chicago pizza's better than thin slice New York pizza, and Aaron Rodgers was at standing up for New York, for Brooklyn. Anyway, they went at it. Now, this led to a conversation about the legacy of Aaron Rodgers as a New York Jet, and more importantly, about the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers and Dan Orlovsky. On ESPN, said the following.
I got a. Okay, so as soon as we start talking about that, suddenly that video that hasn't been there in forever, I am looking at it right now. Did not touch anything. It suddenly appeared. I hate how the government's listening to me.
Government.
And by the way, I'm seeing an extended video where another receiver comes in, and Breece Hall comes in, and has Aaron Rodgers laughing his butt off after it. I think too much of a big deal is being made out of this because there are some people who don't like Aaron Rodgers because he's different. You know, thought this was America. Being different is okay in America.
You understand, being America doesn't mean I have to like you.
Right.
Right?
But you still haven't said why you don't like him.
Yes, I have. Okay. Yes, I have many times.
I guess
because I
being
think,
thick-skulled, I just don't get it yet.
I think that things that Aaron Rodgers, and we don't need to get into specifically what they are, all right? Because we both know how that ends for me, if we're keeping it a buck here, all right? No cap, as the kids say. Things Aaron Rodgers has said with a very large audience and platform, I think are dumb and dangerous. That's what I think. I think Aaron Rodgers has caused harm by being dumb and dangerous on massive platforms, all right? Now, does he have the right to do it? Absolutely. I have never once said Aaron Rodgers should shut up and throw the ball, like many a commentator have done. I have never once said Aaron Rodgers has to, quote, shut up and dribble, as many people have been celebrated for saying in this industry in the past. I'm not doing that. It does not mean that I have to like
football. If you did, that's a fumble, I think.
It's an expression. I have never said he doesn't have the right to speak. He absolutely does. But as I have learned over the years, I have to acknowledge your right to have an opinion. I do not have to respect your opinion. This whole, we have to respect everyone's opinions. Bull crap. No, I don't. Some people have real bad opinions.
Hey, Rob, is Aaron Rodgers a pretty good football player?
Yes, which is why 10 seconds ago I also said I don't hate Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. He's a great quarterback. There's no arguing that. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
There are a lot of people that I don't agree with on the football field, probably, but I don't care. I just want to see them play football. And they will starting tomorrow because the first preseason game is tomorrow night. Cannot wait for that because it's football season.
I am under no obligation to like anyone. No one. There's no one.
Including the fake Diesel.
Including fake Diesel. I am under no obligation to like anyone. I will still talk about him as an NFL quarterback because he's one of the most important in the league. No argument about that. In fact, what I am about to drive at here is probably not where you thought I was going with this segment. If Aaron Rodgers fails in New York, and as of right now, we've seen Aaron Rodgers play, what is it, 4 snaps so far before his Achilles became the 5th snap of his season last year?
3 of them were really good.
3 of them were okay.
Yeah, you got hurt on the 4th, so, you know.
So we watched him play 3 snaps and then have a 4th, his Achilles, all right? Even if Aaron Rodgers comes in this year, who, by the way, not just skipped camp to go to Egypt. I'm not even mad about that. I'm skipping the Star Awards Saturday to go to Atlanta for a pre-planned vacation that I had scheduled before the date of the Star Awards. I don't care that he skipped camp and went on vacation, all right? It's a vet day. He got it. The only thing that drives me crazy is when he came back and he started talking about Egypt like he just discovered it. Started talking about how incredible and impressive it is. And we're like, yeah, bud, we all had high school history class, middle school history class. We are all aware of the civilization that is ancient Egypt. We are very aware. We got it.
By the way, I just want to say we're not all very aware. So there are some people that he probably helped out by talking about ancient Egypt.
If you've seen The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, you're aware of ancient Egypt. I know you have.
Is that historically accurate?
Imhotep. I know you've seen.
Multiple times. I've seen all of them, including the
then
bad one.
Then you are aware of the intricacies and the advancedness that was ancient Egypt. I don't need Aaron Rodgers explain. Like, he...
Guys, do you know how incredible ancient Egypt...
Yeah, I own books, Aaron. I've read them before.
Yeah, but he's got firsthand knowledge and you don't. At least not yet. Maybe you have an Egypt trip in the future. I don't know.
Anyway, so yada, 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 all that being said.
He's just so angry.
I'm actually going to defend Aaron Jets.
Aaron Jets.
I'm going to defend Aaron Jets and the New York Rodgers right now. All right? If Aaron Rodgers comes out this year and stinks, or comes out this year and gets hurt in week one again, or whatever, if any of that happens, the Jets still weren't wrong for making the move. Will it go down as one of the worst moves ever? Maybe. Maybe it will. But it should not.
By the way, Orlovsky's wrong. It will. Even if he never plays another snap, it still won't be as bad as the Russell Wilson trade.
I disagree. Because the Russell Wilson trade, as I've said 100 times, ain't on Russell Wilson. That was on the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no, it was on Russell Wilson.
No, it was not.
We'll see when he loses his job this year to a quarterback who already looks good for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson is starting week one for the Steelers. Guaranteed. Guaranteed it.
We've had this discussion. He's not going to make it through the entire season. He's going to get benched.
Bet she does. But put that aside, because this isn't about Russell Wilson and how right I am about Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, which is to say very right.
Are you right because you say you're right?
No, I'm right because I'm right. No. I say I write because I write because I write.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of that being said, if Aaron Rodgers fails with the New York Jets, it is still not something that should be held against the New York Jets. They made a move to bring in a guy that is a first ballot Hall of Famer who was still playing at an NFL MVP caliber level when he said he wanted out of Green Bay. They brought in a guy who was still putting up top three in the league statistics when he left Green Bay and came to the Big Apple. So I'm gonna push back. I like Dan Orlovsky, but I'm going to push back on Mr. Back of the End Zone. What I'm going to say is, even if Aaron Rodgers plays two snaps and not another one this year for the Jets, maybe never again, the move was still the right move to make, and the Jets should not be called having made one of the worst moves ever if Rodgers doesn't work out, because that's not true. Guy was an MVP candidate when he got to the New York Jets. This is not hung on the Jets, and it's not hung on Aaron Rodgers. All right? Get off him. It's not on the Jets for making a bad call. They made a great call that just didn't work out. It happens. And also, there's like a billion books at your local library about ancient Egypt. Go read them. It's wildly fascinating.
Dr. Lonzo Yankum DDS has to pee. Can we finish it up?
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob and the great one, Lonzo, with you. Let's run through a handful of stories before we get up here for the day. Let's start with this one. There's a new sheriff in town. Well, sheriff in waiting in town. Apparently, former South Carolina Gamecock turned New Orleans Saints a superstar, soon to be first ballot Hall of Famer, Spencer Rattler is turning heads down at camp in New Orleans, Louisiana. Spencer Rattler is in a battle with last year's quarterback draft pick Jake Haener to become QB2 on the depth chart behind David Carr. Got to get my cars right. Behind first ballot Hall of Famer David Carr down in New Orleans, Louisiana. The 150th overall draft pick by the Saints was believed to have had early day two potential in the draft, fell to the Saints in the later rounds. I said going into that draft, I think this cat is going to be a steal, a long-term steal. I believe Spencer Rattler has the tool set and the mentality to be a guy. And I said why. The reason I thought why was I don't think people understand the scenario that Spence found himself in last year in South Carolina. That was a bad offensive line he played behind last year. He had one primary receiver working for him last year. The running back room was depleted coming into the year. And Spence never, do you understand how many guys around week 10, week 9, 10 would have suddenly had an ankle injury that kept them out the rest of the year? Because they didn't want to risk their NFL prospects by going out there and playing behind that team? Like a lot of them would have bailed. Spence didn't. Not only did he keep going out there, but he kept balling out with one receiver to play behind out there last year. With the depleted running back room and with a bad offensive line, Spence competed all year. And I love that. Not just competed, did good numbers, did solid numbers last year for South Carolina. And so I said going into the draft, I think this cat's a steal. I think this guy's going to be a dude at the next level. Does that mean going to be a long-time guaranteed Pro Bowler? Nah, I'm not there yet. But I think he's got the potential to be more than a journeyman backup quarterback in the league. And I got beat up for it a little bit. Oh, Rob, you're just a Gamecock homer. Oh, Rob, you end up getting into a relationship with a Gamecock, and now it's got nothing to do with that. All right? I have ticked off my fiance plenty of times over the years by saying mean things about South Carolina. I am critical of whom I need to be critical about and when I need to be critical about him. I don't take a side. But I'm telling you, I saw what I saw out of Spence last year, and I liked what I saw out of Spence last year, which is why I said steal of the draft. And I got beat up on, and I got told I'm biased, that I'm a homer, and then what happened? About a week after that, RG3 came out, said Spencer Rattler, steal of the draft. About 2 days after that, Dan Orlovsky came out, said Spencer Rattler, steal of the draft. All of a sudden, it was a bunch of non-Gamecock lines that started to form in the Spencer Rattler might be the steal of the draft department. I just happen to be, yeah, I am going to go Aaron Rodgers and pump myself up here. The first person who jumped in that line and said it. And then a bunch of people lined up after me. Now, we may not be right. I may be the first in a line of people who are wrong down the line. We'll find out. What I will tell you is this, as somebody who's following not just Panther camp, but obviously my own, Spencer Rattler has been a dude down there so far. Like right now, is in line to be QB2 when the season starts up. Now, Spencer Rattler hasn't put on pads yet. I think the Saints start their padded practices either today or tomorrow. They haven't put on pads yet. As I said earlier in the show, there is no drug that'll get you higher than training camp workout warrior film.
Quarterback controversy?
For QB2, there is definitely right now.
Okay, so not for one.
Not for one yet.
You did say yet. You didn't say yet.
Here's the thing. Can we talk about what happened for I went to type in David Carr and David Carradine was the first guy that came up.
Ooh, Kung Fu.
And other things.
You probably thought Kill Bill, but I think Kung Fu.
I did think Kill Bill.
Because I'm older.
That is exactly
correct.
You can snatch
the pebble from my... Anyway.
I anyway, you go look at Derek Carr's numbers for last year. Derek Carr's numbers last year, 68.4% completion percentage, 3,878 yards, 25 tutties, 8 interceptions for a QBR of 97.7. Now, I would keep in mind that he was banged up last year. Remember, he had the shoulder injury. He also got his bell rung at one point. But with all of that being said, Derek Carr had a career year last year. Well, now wasn't it? In terms of passing percentage, it was the second highest career passing percentage he had at nearly 69%. 3,800+ yards. He had a string of 4 seasons in Oakland where he threw for over 4,000 yards, but only one of those did he go over 4,100 yards. So he was within 3 to 4 game striking distance of having his second best year in terms of passing yards. He had 25 touchdowns. He's only had more 3 seasons in his career so far. Again, probably 3 to 4 games within striking distance of having that career year. Everybody's busting up on Derek Carr. Derek Carr statistically was in terms of production per game, Derek Carr was a top 10 quarterback last year in the NFL. Genuinely, sincerely, statistically, top 10 quarterback in the NFL last year.
Mm-hmm.
What statistic am I wrong about? Missing games last year, Derek Carr threw for nearly 4,000 yards. Missing games, 25-18 to interception ratio. Missing games, a 68.4% completion percentage and a QBR of 97.7. What statistic was Derek Carr lacking in last year?
Win-loss.
Yes, because we all know only the quarterback's responsible for that.
Especially in New Orleans.
Yeah, only the quarterback. So, no, there is no question Spencer Rattler is not taking yet Derek Carr's job because Derek Carr is, statistically, a top 10 NFL quarterback in just about every metric.
So you're saying if he doesn't struggle a little bit, because controversies come from fans, they don't come from the team usually. That if he doesn't if he struggles a little bit early on, that people are not going to be yelling for Rattler.
No, I don't think they will.
I think they actually will because of how much publicity he's getting from how well he's doing in camp.
Derek Carr last year, and this is by team.
By the way, there's a stigma on Derek Carr.
There absolutely is.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, there shouldn't be. Derek Carr last year. If we go by team passing percentage, and then add Derek Carr in there. By team passing percentage last year, Derek Carr had the third highest passing percentage in the NFL last year, completion percentage last year. I mean, I don't know about you. I think that's pretty good overall. In terms of passing yardage last year, Derek Carr by himself, had more yards passing than the Colts, Ravens, Falcons, Raiders, Broncos, Titans, Cardinals, Bears, Steelers, Patriots, Jets, Giants, and Panthers last year. By himself, more than those teams combined. Last year, in terms of passing touchdowns, Derek Carr by himself had more passing touchdowns than the Commanders, Chargers, Browns, Eagles, Seahawks, Jags, Raiders, Bears, Colts, Cardinals, Falcons, Patriots, Giants, Titans, Panthers, Steelers, and Jets. More passing touchdowns than those teams by himself last year for Derek Carr. In terms of interceptions, Derek Carr had fewer touchdowns than all but about 10 teams in the league. Statistically speaking, Derek Carr is, statistically speaking, a top 10 NFL quarterback right now. Genuinely.
All right, so if we were to poll our audience, Spencer Rattler or Derek Carr, who do you think they would?
How many times do you say every time I ask a question, you're rigged, it's biased, it's rigged.
Yeah, I don't think I sound
like
that.
Stop the count, it's
again,
rigged.
I think I'm going to start sounding like that to see if you change how you say I sound.
QBR on the season. Derek Carr had a higher QBR than every team last year, with the exception of the Lions, Dolphins, Ravens, Cowboys, and 49ers. He had a higher QBR in the regular season than Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Tua Tagovailoa, and Matt Stafford. The only guys in the league with a higher QBR.
All right. So how are they doing in the playoffs?
Again.
When I'm talking about controversy, again, it comes from fans. And you are one, and I'm surprised that you're defending the guy who can't win a game for you, or not enough games. Don't you want the fresh guy? Don't you want the guy who
you think... You know what I want more than anything else on the face of the freaking planet is for people to realize that win-loss is not a quarterback stat.
I thought you were going to say what you want is for fake Diesel to shut up.
No, I would never. What I want is people to recognize that win-loss is not a quarterback stat. Is it a quarterback influence stat? You're damn right it is. But it's not a QB stat. So what I'm saying here is, don't get jacked up about Spence taking Derek Carr's spot just yet. Do get jacked up about the fact that Spencer Rattler is going to be QB2 on the rotation next year.
Rattler.
Sorry, Shane. Sorry, friend of the show, Shane Beamer. That's our bad. That's on us. Brandon says, throwing more tutties than the Falcons last year. Not a compliment. Kirko going to change those numbers. Sorry, Brandon. It's Kirky. That's what we decided on the show. Kirky Cousins going to change the game. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Robin the Great One Lonzo, a.k.a. Fake Diesel, here on the show.
Hey, Rob, let's give away some tickets.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's
do it. You want to give away tickets right now?
Let's do it right now.
Right this very second right now?
This moment, yes.
Let's give away tickets right now. Let's give away, I don't know, what do you say, 4 tickets? To go down to Carolina Panther Fan Fest tomorrow night at Clemson?
Sounds like a good number, yes.
4 is good.
Go down and watch the Panthers practice. Always a good time to see what the product's going to look like when it gets on the field.
4 tickets to go down to Clemson tomorrow night. Practice at 6:30. You're going to get an opportunity to watch the boys practice. After the practice is over, they'll do some autographs, and the whole thing wraps up with a fireworks celebration at night. It is a family-friendly event that you can bring your family to right now. With 4 tickets to tomorrow night's Carolina Panther Fan Fest. And by the way, if you're a Clemson fan, you just have to go into the stadium and, you know, take the tour. Walk around a little bit. It's not actually a tour. I'm saying you can go walk around.
Actually, we don't know what kind of access you will have in the stadium.
Yeah, dude, you'll be in the bowl for sure.
You're not going to be able to touch the rock or anything.
Correct.
So
I don't think they have it out during offseason. I could be wrong.
What,
I don't know.
Can they remove it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know people have vandalized it before, yep. And they had to put in a lock and key.
Somebody at one point break it and take a part of it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he did. He was actually a Clemson fan. They tried to blame it on Gamecock fans, but he was actually a Clemson fan. Yeah.
Either way.
Because if you want a piece of the rock, you know.
Dwayne.
I think he hands those out freely, actually, but you know.
Caller number.
You pick, Rob.
I mean, you know where I'm always going.
It's either 4 or 5. So yeah, but we're going to go with
3 or 4. That's my jersey number 3.
Oh, okay. You were going 4 as in the 4 horsemen, or
Woo!
5 as in the 5-time.
I'm going caller number 4 to 844-326-3663 right now. Caller number 4 to 844-326-3663. 36-63 right now is going to win a quad of tickets, four of them to go down to Clemson tomorrow night. Free tickets to Carolina Panther Fan Fest. You can go down, watch the practice, enjoy the practice, get your eyes on, as Lonzo calls them, the product. Tomorrow night, you will get to hang out, watch practice. They will do pictures and autographs after the game and wrap the whole after practice and wrap the whole thing up with a fireworks show at the end of the evening, as well as me and Diesel going to be doing what me and Real Diesel going to be doing wire to wire without Cole Bryson and without Diesel tomorrow, without Cole Bryson with Diesel and Rob Brown tomorrow on the show. We will be live from 3 to 7 p.m. on Wire to Wire and then hanging out for camp afterwards. So, again, go ahead right now. Make your plans to be there. Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers, joined us earlier on the show. We'll get that interview posted for you later on this AM and give you an opportunity to hear what Johnny had to say about the season upcoming, about special teams, about the changes in the locker room, and about his favorite wing joint in Spartanburg, which he dropped and name referenced on us. I got to love that. I got to love a dude that figures out a way to work his favorite wing joint into just any interview. Spectacular. So thanks to Johnny Hecker for joining us. All right. Let's keep going here on the radio program. Got a bunch more I want to get to. We were talking South Carolina. Let's stick with that here for just a minute. Greg McElroy covers collegiate footy for ESPN. Greg McElroy was talking about the preseason SEC poll that was dropped after SEC Media Days. A preseason poll in which the South Carolina Gamecocks were voted to finish 13th place in the Southeastern Conference. The teams that were voted to finish behind South Carolina are the Arkansas Razorbacks, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and the Vanderbilt Commodores, who, by the way, just for the lulls, Vanderbilt got two first-place votes in the SEC, which is the same number of first-place votes received by the LSU Tigers. Georgia received 165 first-place votes. The Texas Longhorns received 27 of them. The Crimson Tide received a dozen. Ole Miss 4, LSU 2, South Carolina 1, and the Vanderbilt Commodores 2 first place votes. Greg McElroy had some things to say about South Carolina. Greg McElroy said, quote, "A lot of people look at the South Carolina Gamecocks and think about where they were problematic last year. They look at the fact that Spencer Rattler got drafted in the NFL, and they're like, they don't have enough. They don't have enough guys to make life difficult for teams that they'll face." Then he went on to say, "I think they're going to be better than people realize. I think defensively, they have a chance to be really good. Really good is relative. I don't think they're going to be a top two or top three defense in the league, but I think they'll be in the top half, which I think will let them win more games than people are anticipating. I can't personally put them in front of teams like Auburn, in front of teams like LSU, Oklahoma. All of those teams to me are better than the South Carolina Gamecocks." But he went on to say he thinks that the Gamecocks are going to be better than they are getting credit for. And I find that take relatively interesting, to be honest with you. Because I wonder if it is the defense of South Carolina that is going to catch people asleep at the wheel.
Hey, really quick, congratulations to Bruce Majunkin for winning that four-pack of tickets to go see the Carolina Panthers Fan Fest tomorrow night in Clemson.
That a boy, Bruce! Bruce! I'll see you out there, Bruce. We'll be there. Me and Real Diesel will be there tomorrow doing Wire to Wire without Cole Bryson, with Diesel, and also with me. So, Bruce, congratulations. Well done. See you out there at Fan Fest tomorrow night, Clemson. Looking forward to that. On the Greg McElroy thing, I'm intrigued. We've talked about it before. South Carolina's schedule, they open up with Old Dominion. Then they're straight into Southeastern Conference play. Week 2, September 7th, they're at Kentucky. Rivalry game. Then they got LSU coming to the house September 14th. LSU's a very interesting team to me this year. Because I do think they have quite a bit of talent. I do think they have a good opportunity here. And I think Brian Kelly is the type of cat that, with the right talent, can have a good team. Do I think he's going to coach to a championship? I'm not sold on it. But I think, as you saw last year, you give him the right talent, he can get you to 11-1. He can get you to 10-2. Is that game winnable for South Carolina? You're going to be a dog. For sure, you're going to be a dog. Like probably a double-digit dog. At home, away from Baton Rouge, yeah, I think it's an upset possibility. Not probability, possibility. After LSU, you've got Akron back at the house, then Ole Miss on October 5th, and then you start Murderer's Row. October 12th, at Alabama. October 19th, at Oklahoma. November 2nd, back to the house to face the Colt. Then you get a bit of a break. Vandy, Missouri, and Wofford before you finish up at Clemson.
I still, you know, the Alabama thing, I still don't get the hype. I think Saban was the team. We're going to find out, but I think he was the team.
I don't think anybody's going to disagree. But I don't think you are overselling what Nick Saban is. I think you're underselling what Kalen DeBoer is.
What's the history of this coach?
Kalen DeBoer is, you know I hate cliches. I avoid cliches like the plague. Kalen DeBoer is the definition of a guy who wins everywhere he goes. He is a head coaching record. Since he's become a head coach, he became a head coach in 2020 at Fresno State. He then went to Washington, now at Alabama. He's 104-12 in his career.
That's all well and good. I'm just curious, and I know there's no way you'll know, how many guys do well everywhere else and then come to the SEC and fail?
That's a good question. I'd have to probably go deep dive guys that would fit that qualification because I don't know what it would be off the top of my head.
I think the first person would be that guy that's in LSU.
Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I think that's the only in recent memory. I mean, but it wasn't like he was at a slouch of a team. He was at Notre Dame
who puts together a pretty solid schedule on the regular for sure. I would also point out that Brian Kelly at LSU, I don't know about you, I'm not calling him a failure, like by any stretch of the imagination.
Has he been competitive for the SEC championship yet? I mean, that's what they brought him in for. So if that's your criteria, which it is for a lot of people, then so far he's a failure.
I mean, he had a 10-win team last year.
How many years has he been in the SEC?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
So this is his year.
Do we expect it?
This is his year. If he doesn't compete for the SEC championship this year, although making it into a playoff really helps a lot of guys. If you don't win a championship, but you make it into the playoff and have a good showing, I think that probably gets you another year if you were a coach on the bubble.
Just
guessing because this is our first year of it, so we don't know. But
I would say, remember his first year was the year that he won one of the best football games I've ever watched, which was that overtime game against Alabama, which was incredible. And if I recall correctly, that was Saban's last at-home SEC loss, I think, was handed to him by Brian Kelly. I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say. I think Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, as replacements for Nick Saban go, I think Kalen DeBoer at Alabama is about as good as you could ask for. Scratch that. It is as good as you could ask for. Like, there's not another guy that feels like he jumps into that spot. So that's a loss for South Carolina, all right? If nothing else, just on talent alone. As long as Kalen DeBoer doesn't suck, they're going to win that game. But I don't think 7 wins is out of the question for South Carolina. I don't think 7 wins is out of the question. I don't think 7 wins is unrealistic for South Carolina, to tell you the truth. We broke it down. We'd have to go over it at length again. But Old Dominion's a win. Kentucky could be a win. Akron's a win. Vanderbilt's a win. Missouri's a win. Wofford's a win. You give me that. That's there's your bowl eligibility right there.
All right, I was really wanted to make sure we got to this. The first thing is Xing is Shane McMahon.
So there is a rumor going on.
Oh no, substantiated.
By whomst?
Pictures. According to Fightful and WrestleTalk.
Okay.
Oh no, look it up.
This just
dropped like a few minutes ago.
Tony Khan apparently had a private meeting. Tony Khan, of course, the CEO of All Elite Wrestling.
Shout out to Orange Cassidy.
Had a private meeting with Shane O'Mac at a private Arlington airport on Monday, according to Fightful, who we know is good because they quote us all the time.
Absolutely.
Apparently, Shane O'Mac had a meeting with Tony Khan, and there have been rumors for a while now that Shane O'Mac may ultimately be joining the AEW ranks as well. I'm just going to say I'll be at Dynamite tonight, Shane O'Mac. I'm just saying. If we're there and here comes the money, drops, Lonzo, I won't be here tomorrow if that happens.
I'm not sure they could use that.
I don't think they can. I can also tell you, I'm real mad because for no reason,
you've been mad all day, so it's
no. Everything you said, you can multiply it by 1,000. And you won't make me as mad as the fact that I just looked up Shane O'Mac and the second tweet just dropped a spoiler on me about Deadpool and Wolverine that has ruined my week.
Well, that's not my fault, dude.
And you know who I'm talking about.
No, because there's more.
No. There's one, Lonzo. My favorite Marvel character.
Yeah. I can't believe you went this long without knowing
that. I almost punched your microphone.
By the way, my microphone. You gonna go over and punch my microphone?
Are you kidding me?
That's not my fault.
I didn't say it's your fault. Okay, why I said you could right now look across the desk and go, hey, you, Rob, and I would not be as mad at that as I am by the fact that for no reason somebody is going through putting massive cameo spoilers about this movie I haven't seen yet. And then
I'm not done. Yell away from
and it's
microphone.
One of these accounts that puts a big spoiler on it, and then they just list everything on Twitter that's trending as the tweet so that it's going to show up. I have been avoiding, I have muted every Deadpool-related tag so far, and what do I get? But I get to find out.
All right, the next thing that is Xing is Steve Perry.
Who cares? Is Steve Perry in Deadpool and Wolverine? Is Steve Perry going to show up in a cameo?
I'm not going to tell you because that would be spoiling and I wouldn't do that for you. Even though you're not going to see Deadpool and Wolverine for any time soon because you're just not. So I don't know why you're upset about being spoiled. When are you going? Because you already said you were going. How many movies have you said you were going to go see and you haven't? It's your own fault for not seeing it yet. It's been out.
When would I have seen it? When?
There's plenty of time for you to see it. Don't go see Blink 182 and go see Deadpool and Wolverine. You didn't have to go see that. You don't have to go to AEW tonight. You can go see Deadpool. It's too late. You've already been spoiled. Not entirely, but just a little bit because there are a lot more cameos than that.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I will tell you.
There's only one I care about.
Rob, you need to go watch it just for that because I will tell you now that the cat's out of the bag and he gets his due. He gets his due. You are going to be so excited. You finally get to see what this character should be.
I'm not going to tell y'all who it is because I, unlike the people on the internet, am not a gigantic butthole that would do that to you all. Just know that I have a favorite, all-time, overall, no questions asked, favorite Marvel character of all time that I have never, outside of cartoon representation from the 90s, never gotten to see a real good version of. And then we kind of got teased that we would a little while ago, and then that didn't happen. And now, Now he's in this movie. And I didn't know that until right now. My day is ruined. I'm going home. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. See you tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.